The city and county are increasingly being hit up by developers for what's called a tax increment grant. Here's how it works. Tanger Factory Outlet Centers and Simon Property Group expect to spend about $8.5 million on roads, stoplights, and utility lines for this new outlet mall that's also going to include an office building and a 120-room hotel out in the Steel Creek area. Now, they want the city and county to cover $6 million of that by giving the developer a 45% discount on its property taxes over the next 10 years. So what happens then if the project doesn't pan out as planned? Say the hotel or the office building never get off the ground. Do the city and county still have to pay the full $6 million? Mecklenburg County Economic Development Director John Allen says,
That risk is all on them. They'll only get back 45% of the taxes that they pay. If they don't build very much and 45% of the property taxes over that 10-year period only equals $3 million, then that's all they get.
Tax increment grants are a relatively new form of economic incentive for Charlotte. Typically, relocating and new companies go after economic incentives tied to the number of jobs they plan to create. Allen says Tanger and Simon are not pursuing that route for the outlet mall. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.